Once again, I want to remind you, Highway 90 in St. Mary Parish from 83 to 3125 closed because of that pipeline leak. We'll try and keep you up to date with that situation as we get information on it. But Highway 90 in either direction closed right now in St. Mary Parish in the Baldwin to Franklin area. My pleasure, and phone lines, of course, always open at 367-1240. But when we do have a guest in studio, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with the guest and or topic as we welcome in Janie Guidry with Families Helping Families. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you. Feel free to talk a little bit louder than that. We were talking off mic about something previous, but Janie, tell us about Families Helping Families and this tour that you guys are on.
Okay, so Families Helping Families, we're a nonprofit that assists individuals with disabilities and their families. We help with resources and support. Our goal is to empower those individuals to be able to live on their own and be inclusive in the community. Everyone in our office either has a disability or they are a family member of someone with a disability. So we work on that. We've been through your situation, and we're going to help you out of it.
Any particular disabilities are we talking about, or just about any disability?
Just about any disability. There's those disabilities that people don't even think of, like learning disabilities, behavioral, mental, physical, any disability, any age, we assist with.
There you go. Do you have locations throughout Acadiana?
Yes. Well, our office is located in Lafayette, 100 Benman Road. And the problem with that is why not many people can come to our office. So that's why we went ahead and we put together this Region 4 tour. Mm-hmm. Because we serve 7 parishes in our region. St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, Vermilion, Acadia, and Evangeline. And not many people in Lafayette can come to our office. So not many people know about us. So what we're doing is we're going around to each parish and we're explaining who we are, what we do, and how we can assist the people of that community.
Very good. I know you've got 3 upcoming, one in Abbeville on May 18th, and that's Friday, right? And then Evangeline Parish on May 25th, and the one I guess we'll focus on May 31st in Iberia Parish at the library.
Yes, sir.
So again, what will folks learn at these sessions?
Well, like I mentioned, they're going to learn about who we are and what we do. We want to also kind of speak to everyone, not just family members of someone with a disability. We want to speak to law enforcement, educators, city council, everyone. That way they know that this service is out there and this is what we can do to help people.
So that they can help pass the word,
right,
when
so
they recognize theirs.
The word. Because, I mean, every day you have an opportunity to come in contact with a person with a disability. So if you know where you can send them, then they can get the assistance they need. So we're really speaking to everybody. It's going to be only for an hour, very informal. Just kind of want everybody to know who we are, what we do, and when would they like us to come back, because that's my goal, is to keep coming back and keep helping the people of New Iberia and the surrounding areas.
Very good. Again, in Abbeville, May 18th, in each case, it's from 1 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Abbeville, again, at the Abbeville Central Library, they're on Victor Street. Then in Evangeline on the 25th, again at the Parish Library on Main Street in Ville Platte. And then again the Iberia Parish Main Branch on Main Street from 1 until 2, May 31st. So again, those 3 areas still to come. What have you experienced at the previous ones? Because I know that you're on toward the back end of the tour here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of depends on the area. So, like, we came in Crowley, only about a few people showed up, which we don't mind. We don't mind that if a little people show up, because then we get to help that person one-on-one. But, you know, it really, like St. Martin Parish, we had about 15. And then we just left St. Landry, where we had about 7. So, it's really kind of depends on where you go and how much we were able to outreach before then. But like I said, everyone's invited, family members, community people. Because another thing we do is we put on workshops to educate the community on certain disabilities or how to, like we're doing a law enforcement training.
Mm-hmm.
To educate law enforcement on how to identify a person with a disability and how to respond to them.
Yeah, not all of them are obvious, are they?
Right. So we do certain things like that. We're also doing a housing seminar because not many people know that you can be on Social Security and still own a house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing we're putting on. So we do different workshops and we do different things to educate the individuals with disabilities. So we kind of want to know what's going on in the community, what do they want to be educated on, and we'll go out and we'll either find someone to teach you or we'll teach you ourselves.
Are there individual parish offices? I know there's each parish has, say, a health unit. Is this some place where they might be able to find information about you?
Well, we do go to the different, that's actually what we're doing today. We're doing our outreach and we're going down to different places in the area explaining who we are, what we do, to the health units, to the hospitals and everywhere. We've been open for years now and nobody knows about us. I didn't even know about us until I started working here and I'm 23 years old. So there's, you know, a lot of outreach that needs to be done, but that's why we're here. There's 10 areas that are covered by Families Helping Families.
Okay.
So there's 10 regions. There's different, okay. So like there's the northern regions, the southwest regions, the southeast regions. And so we each cover 7 parishes, or maybe some cover more. But there's, to say that there's one office in each parish, there's not. We are located in Lafayette, and then we cover all 7 parishes that
right.
I named earlier.
Yeah, what it would be great is, I guess, if someone in this parish could go to the health unit, and they would be
right.
able to guide them to the Lafayette office.
Right, that's the goal, is to get to that point where they're like, okay, you need this kind of service, this is where you go, and then... Like I said, a lot of people can't come to us, so maybe in the future we can plan to come back and help those families one-on-one on, you know, the services they may need instead of them trying to come to our office.
Where is your office in Lafayette?
We are located at 100 Benman Road, Lafayette, Louisiana. It is on the corner of Cameron Street and Benman Street.
Okay. And how about the website or Facebook pages, that kind of information?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, Families Helping Families of Acadiana. We also have a website. I think it's www.familieshelpingfamiliesofacadiana.
I see the email address, info@fhfacadiana.org.
Yes, that is our email address. And our phone number is 337-984-3458. We also have an Instagram, which I think is Families Helping Families of Acadiana. I don't know.
But do a search for it. Often you can find it. Again, bottom line, that phone number for folks who need it, 984-3458, 984-3458. Is the office staffed during normal business hours? Or
We are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4.
Okay. So pretty much normal business hours there.
And a lot of some of our workshops we end up doing on the weekends. That way more families can come.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, we are open during normal business hours. You can call at any time. All our services are free. We are a nonprofit.
How do you guys raise money, or where does your revenue come from so that you can do these services?
We have contracts. We hold, we have an Early Steps contract. We have a contract with the Developmental Disabilities Council. We have a contract with the Office of Citizens with Developmental Disabilities. We have a contract with the Department of Health. We have many different contracts, and I mean, the more contracts and the more money we can bring in, the more we can do. So,
any scheduled workshops right now?
We have a housing seminar that's going to be on June 9th. I'm not sure the time.
Okay.
We also have our law enforcement training that's going to be on May 30th from 10 to 1 at the Baton Rouge, Louisiana State Police Office, Troop I.
Okay.
On Pont de Mouton.
Yeah, just off of I-10 there?
Yeah, I-49, I-10.
Right, right.
That's all, and our Region 4 tour. Other than that, any ideas that anybody has that they would like to learn about, feel free to call our office. And we're open and willing to do anything to serve the community.
Very good. Again, just about any disability. Again, sometimes it's very obvious when we see someone with a disability, but not always. But for folks who have been affected by some sort of disability, you may be able to help them out.
And I did forget to mention that we also have a contract with the Department of Education where we help with IEPs and any struggles they may be having in the school system.
Very good.
So that is another thing that we do.
Excellent. Chaney, before we let you go, we want to remind folks again, upcoming tours. Again, if you want to find out more about Families Helping Families of Acadiana, in Vermilion Parish at the Abbeville Central Library on Victor Street, 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. All these meetings are from 1 till 2 in Evangeline Parish, the Parish Library on Main Street in Ville Platte, again from 1 to 2. And here in Iberia Parish, the main branch of the Iberia Parish Public Libraries, 445 East Main from 1 until 2 on the 31st. So again, Chaney, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, sir. I believe that's it.
Well, again, best of luck on this tour, and we'll continue to try to get the word out about what it is you guys do. If there's anything going forward in the future, you got my email address now. Send us any information you need, and again, hopefully we can help service those who can take advantage of the services you provide.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having us.
You bet. Again, Chaney Guidry with Families Helping Families of Acadiana.